Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communications Internet Radio. This is Jim White.
And Emily Osman.
From the Legion of Mary, Immaculate Conception Presidium of St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hokesson, Delaware, United States of America. Today is September the 21st, 2018, the feast day of St. Matthew. Now, before we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we'd like to talk about St. Matthew the Evangelist. And given that last Saturday, September the 15th, was the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we will pray our devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. Also, after the Divine Mercy Prayer, please stay tuned for the Novena for the Legal Protection of Human Life. The following is taken from CatholicCulture.org. St. Matthew. No one was more shunned by the Jews than a publican, who was a Jew working for the Roman enemy by robbing his own people and making a large personal profit. Publicans were not allowed to trade, eat, or even pray with other Jews. One day, while seated at his table of books and money, Jesus looked at Matthew and said two words, "Follow me." This was all that was needed to make Matthew rise, leaving his pieces of silver to follow Christ. His original name, Levi, in Hebrew, signifies adhesion, while his new name in Christ means gift of God. The only other outstanding mention of Matthew in the Gospels is the dinner party for Christ and his companions, to which he invited his fellow tax collectors. The Jews were surprised to see Jesus with a publican, but Jesus explained that he had come not to call the just, but sinners. Saint Matthew is known to us principally as an evangelist, with his gospel being the first in the New Testament. His gospel was written in Aramaic, the language that our Lord himself spoke, and was written to convince the Jews that their anticipated Messiah had come in the person of Jesus. Not much else is known about Matthew. According to tradition, he preached in Egypt and Ethiopia and further places east. Some legends say he lived until his 90s, dying a peaceful death. Others say he died a martyr's death. In the tradition of symbolization of the evangelists, based on Ezekiel and Revelation, the image of the winged man is accorded to Matthew because his gospel begins with the human genealogy of Christ. Now, St. Matthew is the patron of accountants, bankers, bookkeepers, customs officers, security guards, stockbrokers, tax collectors, and Salerno, Italy. Please take time to read St. Matthew's Gospel, keeping in mind that St. Matthew depicts the humanity of Christ and emphasizes his physical sufferings. He makes frequent reference to the fulfillment of prophecies because he wrote to the Jews and to Jewish Christians. We pray. O God, with untold mercy, we're pleased to choose as an apostle St. Matthew, the tax collector. Grant that, sustained by his example and intercession, we may merit to hold firm in the following you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Now, due to her feast on September the 15th, the month of September has traditionally been set aside to honor Our Lady of Sorrows. All the sorrows of Mary, the prophecy of Simeon, the 3 days lost, etc., are merged in the supreme suffering at the Passion. In the Passion, Mary suffered a martyrdom of the heart because of our Lord's torments and the greatness of her love for him. Quote, "She it was," says Pope Pius XII, "who, immune from all sin, personal or inherited, and ever more closely united with her Son, offered him on Golgotha to the Eternal Father, together with the holocaust of her maternal rights and motherly love. As a new Eve, she made this offering for all the children of Adam, contaminated through his unhappy fall. Thus she, who was the mother of our head, according to the flesh, became, by a new title of sorrow and glory, the spiritual mother of his members." Let us pray. Mary, most sorrowful mother of Christians, pray for us. Virgin, most sorrowful,
pray for us.
To the Queen of Martyrs, Mary, most holy virgin, and Queen of Martyrs, accept the sincere homage of my filial affection. Into thy heart, pierced by so many sores, do thou welcome my poor soul. Receive it as the companion of thy sorrows at the foot of the cross, on which Jesus died for the redemption of the world. With thee, O sorrowful virgin, I will gladly suffer all the trials, contradictions, and infirmities which it shall please our Lord to send me. I offer them all to thee in memory of thy sorrows, so that every thought of my mind and every beat of my heart may be an act of compassion and of love for thee. And do thou, sweet mother, have pity on me. Reconcile me to thy divine Son, Jesus. Keep me in his grace, and assist me in my last agony, so that I may be able to meet thee in heaven and sing thy glories. Amen. To the Mother of Sorrows, most holy Virgin and Mother, whose soul was pierced by a sword of sorrow in the passion of thy divine Son, and who in his glorious resurrection was filled with never-ending joy at his triumph, obtain for us who call upon thee so to be partakers in the adversities of the Holy Church and the sorrows of the Sovereign Pontiff, as to be found worthy to rejoice with them in the consolations for which we pray, in the charity and peace of the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In honor of the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, O most holy and afflicted Virgin, Queen of Martyrs, thou who didst stand motionless beneath the cross, witnessing the agony of thy expiring Son, through the unceasing sufferings of thy life of sorrow, and the bliss which now more than amply repays thee for thy past trials, look down with a mother's tenderness and pity on me, who kneel before thee to venerate thy dolors, and place my requests with filial confidence in the sanctuary of thy wounded heart. Present them, I beseech thee, on my behalf to Jesus Christ, through the merits of his own most sacred death and passion, together with thy sufferings at the foot of the cross, and through the united efficacy of both, obtain the grant of my present petition. To whom shall I resort in my wants and miseries, if not to thee, O Mother, who, having so deeply drunk of the chalice of thy Son, canst compassionate the woes of those who still sigh in the land of exile. Offer for me to my Savior one drop of the blood which flowed from his sacred veins, one of the tears which trickled down his divine eyes, one of the sighs which rent his adorable heart. O refuge of the universe and hope of the whole world, do not reject my humble prayer, but graciously obtain the grant of my petition. To Our Lady of Sorrows, O most holy Virgin, Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, By the overwhelming grief you experienced when you witnessed the martyrdom, the crucifixion, and the death of your divine Son, look upon me with eyes of compassion, and awaken in my heart a tender commiseration for those sufferings, as well as a sincere detestation of sins, in order that, being disengaged from all undue affection for the passing joys of this earth, I may sigh after the eternal Jerusalem, and that henceforth all my thoughts and all my actions may be directed toward this one desirable object, honor, glory, and love to our divine Lord Jesus and to the Holy and Immaculate Mother of God. Amen. Amen. We will now pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hockessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us
and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Novena for the legal protection of human life. September 21, 2018. Abortion stops a beating heart. Abortion advocates usually refer to the human being growing in his or her mother's womb in dehumanizing terms, like product of conception, and suggest that most abortions are done before fetal organs are functioning. Actually, the vast majority are done after the fetal heart has begun beating. The baby's heart begins to beat at about 21 or 22 days after fertilization. That's at about 3 weeks of development. The vast majority of abortions in the United States are done well after this point. We invite you to offer a sacrifice for our intention. We pray, may a change in the U.S. Supreme Court move our nation closer to the day when every human being is protected in law and welcomed in life. We pray, one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. That's legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications. A.J. Laporto, who provided the music. Ann Courtney, Jim White, and the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium, the Philadelphia Senatus of the Legion of Mary. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.